basically, it follows author, director, me, to move. It follows Shaheen to go from, that was going from Halifax to his hometown where he was born in south of Iran, to write a story about a cousin who was deceased a couple of years ago, who had became famous for staying in the city of Abadan for 8 years and never leaving the city as a civilian during Iran-Iraq War. And in this, he finds out about other civilians and friends and family and in retrospective about himself and his family.
The genesis for the play was a letter that you wrote in 2006 to no one in particular, it says. It was on the day that Saddam Hussein was executed.
Yes, my father was killed in the first day of war when Iran was attacked in Saddam's time, yes.
Right, so that was the original...
The story of, yes.
Yeah.
A letter that I wrote to my sister asking her if she heard the news that Saddam was executed.
So Abadan is your childhood town, childhood hometown?
Yes.
And it's very close to the Iran-Iraq border?
It's right on the border. Basra and Abadan are separated by a river, small river.
Right. In the letter you describe being in your grandparents' yard and climbing a tree, and then you're actually able to see Basra from the tree.
Yeah, you see the outskirts of Basra. Is a very big city, so you see the outskirts from north of Abadan.
So, return ticket Halifax, Abadan, Halifax is quite a personal story for you, then.
For me, for my family, my wife, yes, it is. It's very personal. I mean, we. Most of the characters are, and the stories are true, but I have changed some of the characters or mixed up some of the characters, but me and my family are true to the story.
The plays that you work on in your career, have they usually been based on, like, personal material?
No, this is the first time that we're getting, you know, usually, I mean, perspectives are personal, but this time it's sort of a reality docudrama that we're putting out on stage. No, it's the first time that we're getting personal like this.
Yeah. I gather that technology plays a big role in the play?
Yes. I wanted to make sure that we explore the fact that how much we're connected through technology, through electronically, cell phones, internet, phones, all these devices. In order to do that, we have put together a multimedia that is made for the show. We experimented for quite a while to be able to do live streaming of video on stage and put it out in through three different projectors. And that was new territory for us. It's a new territory for a lot of people. So we didn't have much information to go by, and there's been a lot of errors and breaking the rules and doing different things. And finally, we have put together this system, and it seems to be working fine now. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it.
I guess lots can go wrong when you're relying on technology, but lots can go right, too. So. when you went to Abadan, like, you went to Abadan for a few months and were working on this play the whole time, and you were actually relying on technology to communicate with your family.
Well, that's what we have we're trying to bring to the stage. You know, Skype and cell phones were the lifelines, and without them you have no other way of communicating instantly, and that's what I had. You know, it was the cell phone, and the cell phone becomes so important.
Now, this is part of a series that One Light Theater is working on, the Civilian Project. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. We started the Civilian Project last year. We have done a couple of projects. We did a show in the spring called The Toxic Bus Incident, and this one, and we have another one coming up, which we're going to announce after the show.
Okay.
Basically, to look at how civilians are affected by war, and we're looking at through all these projects, we're looking at a very wide range of civilians. So you can be a white Canadian living in Halifax, and we have looked at the effects that war has on the life of that young person anywhere in Canada. In this story, in this case, we're going right to the border of a war that went on for 8 years. Mm-hmm. We're trying to give the same attention to both civilians through this project. Mm-hmm.
By focusing on civilians, you're sort of taking the talk about war out of that global realm and bringing it down to the level of real people, about how things affect actual people.
Yes, and also to very simple things, how it affected people after many years, not just right away. If you're there and you lose someone, or somebody loses part of their body, or to the other extreme of just mental sadness or separation from family. Many different forms and shapes of it, yeah.
In the letter you wrote in 2006 that you mentioned was sort of the genesis of the idea of this play, you said that the execution of Saddam Hussein was justice the American way, and you call out George W. Bush's sort of interference in the affairs of Iran. And I wonder how, since you wrote that letter and started on this project, there's been major sort of significant elections in both America and Iran. Bush is no longer there, and Obama is there, and in Iran there's been a lot of outcry over the re-election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So do these events, do they change the context of the play? Do they change your thoughts about it?
Yes, they did. After the elections, we put a hold on the project for a while, and now we come out of the play with the aftermath of the election in Iran. So we added that issue into the play, basically meeting with civilians who are excited about the election. But we already know the outcome of the election, what happened in Iran.
Right, okay. So the election will figure into the plot.
Yes, and that's all I'm going to say about it. The rest you have to come and see.
Okay, the rest we have to come and see. Is there any other comments you had about this play? Why should people come see it?
It's very hard to self-promote. For some people, but throughout this project, we really hope for dialogue, to create the dialogue between all groups that are involved in a situation like this. We're bringing dialogue to the people in Halifax. I think the current urgency of the situation and makes it interesting for people to come and see what happens. I think I'm very happy about the outcome, what we've done with the show and where it is now. And we have a few more days of installing the show in Neptune Studio. I think it turned out pretty good. So I think people should come see it and then tell us what they think.